Welcome to the Catwalk Through Life podcast. I'm your host, Rashi Stevens-Charlton. I'm a former model, TV host, and Miss India Global. I was featured in the book Roshni, Global and Emerging Leaders, and I have now created this space for listeners who need a little push of positivity to get through the series of events that we call life. New Year, everyone. Welcome back to Catwalk Through Life. Happy 2024. We are officially in it. And who is ready to kick off the new year, accomplishing goals and ready to take on everything that this new year brings? Today's episode is about mindset shifts that can change your life. If you keep going on the same path that you've been going on, which is a path that has gotten you no success, you will see no changes. So what you need to start with to see changes, in my opinion, is working on your mindset first. These mindset shifts have changed things for me permanently in my life, and I know so many others whose lives they've changed. These are simple things that you can implement in your daily life, your daily routines, and change the way you view things. So let's jump right into these mindset shifts that can change your life. Number one, do it even if you may not like it. Now, of course, using your best judgment here, this definitely does not apply to everything. Now, we're talking about moments where you might feel lazy in taking care of something, you're postponing and putting off things, things that you want to tackle, but you're just, you know, not really feeling it. You don't feel like it. Now think about the philosophy, a body in motion stays in motion, right? And it's been proven that most times when you start something, once you hit the 5-minute mark into this activity, whatever it is, you'll keep going, most likely. So why not think about it in that sense? Once you get your body moving and, you know, you take on this task or this activity or whatever it is, and you get 5 minutes into it, you'll just keep going. You'll say, okay, well, I'm comfortable now. I'm 5 minutes in. I don't feel that procrastination anymore. I've already started it. So let's just continue on. So just remember, a body in motion stays in motion. Another thing to remember when you're thinking about this whole angle is a lot of the time, you're never really going to feel like doing it. When it comes to dishes, laundry, working out, that big bill you have to pay, or calling that person and figuring out whatever outcome needs to happen, like whatever it may be, a lot of the time, you're not going to feel like doing it. So the thing is, if you want it done, you have to start. You have to take the first step and make it happen. And that's really the only way anything's going to change. Another thing that I tell myself a lot of the time when I'm just not feeling like doing something that I know I have to do is I tell myself that I'm getting ahead of the game, right? I'm getting ahead by doing it. By putting it off, I'm just honestly taking steps back. By getting ahead and doing it, I will be thankful and my future self will thank me. Like, let's say doing the dishes and loading the dishwasher is something that you just don't want to do at the end of the night. In the morning, if you have a sink full of dishes or if you have a load of dishes to do, you're just not going to feel so thrilled about it, right? If you wake up and it's all done and you've done it the night before, your future self will be like, oh God, thank you. I'm so glad that I did that. Okay, moving on to another mindset shift that can change your life. Exercising isn't just for looking a certain way. And for me, this is a huge one because exercising is, for me, all about lengthening your life and being able to live this life to the fullest and be with the people that you love, achieve the things that you want to achieve, and, you know, fully, really live this life. And then secondary are comes other things, you know, including, you know, being confident in the way you look. And that is great. But if you think about exercise as just the means to looking a certain way, then that, my friend, is not going to motivate you all the time. That's not going to be the greatest motivation when you're feeling lazy. If you think, okay, this is, at least for me, when I don't feel like working out, my mind does not go to, let's exercise so I can look this way. That's not the first thing that comes to mind. When I'm trying to push myself, it's my health that I think about. Okay, Rasha, you're going to be stronger. You're going to be working out those muscles so they're going to grow. Your body is going to be more agile. More, you're going to be able to play and do so much with your daughter. Your heart is going to be healthier. Your bones are going to be healthier. Your mental health, your clarity. So if you think about exercising isn't just for looking a certain way, think about living longer, living healthier. It's having a healthy heart, healthy bones, a healthy brain, organs, including a healthy mindset, which is the whole point in what we're talking about. If you work on your mind being healthier in ways, that can lead up to physically accomplishing so much more. It's also going to make you stronger and have the ability to do things like, think about it. If you don't use it, you lose it, right? So if you're not using your body the way that it's made to move and exercise and just, you know, be active, then you're going to lose, you know, muscle. You're going to lose strength. So much is going to deteriorate. So you don't want that. And when it comes to my postpartum moms, you know, postpartum life and life as a mother itself, just that alone demands so much. It demands a lot from your body. By exercising regularly, by working on your physical and mental health, you become more capable to not only physically do things with your child, but to take on the demands of motherhood. Okay, now into number three is allow yourself to think bigger. You gotta cut the limiting beliefs. You know, I'm sure you're hearing about limiting beliefs all over, but are you really applying these things to your life? I mean, you should allow yourself to think bigger, you know, bigger than what you're used to. Manifest things for yourself and think bigger to accomplish bigger things. If you just think, okay, I'm gonna achieve this minimal task and this goal that I know I can really achieve, I'm just gonna focus on that. Most likely you're not going to achieve much more than that. So if you allow yourself to think bigger, you give yourself the space and the mindset to accomplish bigger things. Think about manifesting. People, you know, associate it nowadays with a lot of like woo-woo stuff and, oh, you know, they just brush it off like, oh, it's all the law of attractions, this and that. Everyone has opinions about it, but think about it. Manifest is just, it's a word with a meaning, right? Look it up in the dictionary and you will find the definition. Manifest simply means making a goal into reality. That's it. It's not as woo-woo as one may think. It's very simple. I saw this other definition in a video, which also breaks it down beautifully. In the video, it said, the idea of manifesting is losing the idea that you're stuck with what you've got, that life is predetermined, and instead, it challenges you to change your own personal thinking, to push the envelope on what you can succeed in, and believe that you can succeed beyond what you originally thought. If you set small, achievable goals for yourself, it's great that you're able to get things done. But if you're setting small, achievable goals for yourself because you're afraid of thinking bigger and possibly failing at achieving more, then you're just limiting yourself. And that's not fair. That is not living life to the fullest. And that is not really living. Believe you can achieve more. Think bigger and take the first step and then the next step and then the next step. But start allowing yourself first to think bigger. Okay, what is this next one? Like the fifth one? I think let's just say it's number five. Don't take things personally. Now, this is, of course, much easier said than done. It does take a lot of work for some people. But there's a famous quote, we don't see things as they are, we see them as we are. So if you really dive into that real quick, people see you through their own lens of their own lives, which could be completely different than your lens and the way that you see things. So many things in our individual lives shape our frame of reference, right? Everybody has their own frame of reference. And with that frame of reference is what we view other people and situations with. You know, so often people's judgments of you or their actions towards you say so much more about them as a person than it does you. Many times you will see people passing judgment on others when they are the ones who are actually insecure about something within themselves that they're commenting about in the other person. People can act and do things towards you that are hurtful or insulting, disrespecting, but you could actually be wondering like, hey, where is all this coming from? And think that maybe you're not deserving of it, right? But then in those cases, it's really important to understand it shows more about that person and their character than it does you. So you should even remember this about yourself. Next time you pass judgment about someone, and let's say you're not pointing out the best thing in someone and saying it in a negative way, ask yourself, why am I thinking this or saying this about someone? Is what you're pointing out in them or what you're saying or putting on someone else something that you are insecure about? It's just a good thing to keep in mind. So just remember, a lot of the time, when people do or say certain things to others, it shows you a lot about that person versus you. And this should help you, hopefully in life, not take things as personally. All right, that was it. So we're coming to the end of the first episode of 2024. I have to say, Spotify does this thing, Wrapped. I'm sure many of you know about it. That listen to Catwalk Through Life on Spotify, but they do it for podcasts and it shows you the progression of everything, your stats and how much growth you've had in what areas, what episodes did the best, and just a whole lot of great things and to show you how far you've come. And I was so happy with 2023. I am so, so grateful for everyone that tunes in and listens to Catwalk Through Life, that enjoys it. Anyone that has left me a rating or review, I can't tell you how much I appreciate that. Anyone that has not, I would love it. I would love to start off the new year with some great new reviews, and I would just be so grateful. So for the Rundown with Rashi segment, to conclude this episode, I, in just the last couple days, had a power hour with my husband. We talked about goals, like jotting them all down, creating the charts, the list, and plans for the next year. Like, I love that stuff, and I really enjoyed having this talk with my husband. I am way more into these type of things than he is, but I know once he gets going on his goals and things like that, he gets really into it. Things that we have in mind together, individually, as a family. I did my goals. So what I do is what I've been doing for the last, I would say, 5 or so years, is I set a word, right? I break down my goals. I do a bunch of things, but one of the things is I set a goal word. And so the word is to apply in every department and everything in my life that I want to achieve in that next year. So 2024, my word for 2024 is value. And I want to make sure that I continue to provide so much value here to my listeners. I just had such a great year in 2023 with the podcast, and I just cannot wait to implement new things, more, and so many goals and plans for not only Catwalk Through Life, but every area of my life. And I just feel it. I feel like 2024 is going to be a great year. And yeah, I will do a check-in mid-year and talk about it some more. But kicking off this new year, kicking off 2024, was just filled with so much excitement. And I hope whatever situation you are in, whether you're in a good or bad situation, I hope that you feel somewhere that 2024 will be a good year for you, a great year for you. Anyways, I'm going to sign off here. I hope you enjoyed this episode. I look forward to seeing your ratings and reviews and bringing you guys more and more and more value. Thank you so much for joining me on the Catwalk Through Life podcast. If you enjoy the show, please remember to rate, review, and subscribe. Don't forget to check out the blog, www.catwalkthroughlife.com. You can also follow along on Instagram at Catwalk Through Life. Follow me, your host, at Rashi Stevens, or join the Catwalk Through Life Facebook group. And until the next episode, I've loved being your host. Bye.